when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You are with live radio at its best and its wildest and most fly-by-the-seat of the pantses. Anyway, you are listening. And where is that live radio? It is Blood River Radio. We say this each week, but it's always true. We are the only media I know of in the United States, if not the world. Well, maybe not the world. But the only media I know in the United States that we have pledged, we have sworn on the holy altar of God, and I'm not trying to be too dramatic, but that's true, to fight against the demonic force that's trying to wipe out the white race, trying to make the white race extinct worldwide. It has really picked up steam just since I've just been doing this radio program a few short years, coming up on our fifth anniversary. But anyway, people, like I said, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I was nicknamed that by an old sailor. We're kind of proud of it. And it is, in case you have a calendar in front of you, it's June the 10th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Almighty God. There is no number, no name under the sun. No other name can save except Jesus Christ, Almighty. That's it. Jesus Christ plus nothing. And people, before we go to the donors, because I forgot to read the donors last week, because I'll tell you, this is very emotional when you have the sailor zone spilling their guts out. But anyway, people, we want to go to the prayer, and we have a wonderful, wonderful warrior on, a man, my friend, your friend, a man I greatly respect, one of the few men left on earth that I respect. And his name is Dr. Michael Hill. He's been in the battle a very long time. He is, if you hadn't been hanging around very long, if you didn't know him, he is the director of the League of the South. He's just a warrior's warrior. I can't say enough good things about him. And he is going to lead, Dr. Hill is going to lead us in prayer. So, Dr. Hill, if you want to, you can say something to our listeners out there if you want to. And just and when you're through, you can just lead us off in prayer, brother.
All right. Thank you, sir. Everybody, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day in the South and wherever your listeners are there. We pray your blessings on them all. And we ask that you strengthen us, and give us wisdom and courage, give us strength and tenacity to not only fight this fight, but to stay in it and win it for the sake of good over evil, for the sake of light over dark. Equip us to be your good and faithful servants. Let us be your battle axe. And I pray, Lord, that you'll be our sword and shield, the defender of your people in battle, and give us victory over the forces of evil in the name, the illustrious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen to that. Amen, Dr. Hill. I'd like to add another one, because I tell you what, I'm just seething, absolutely seething with bitter anger. If my hatred could be distilled into water and dumped into the Mississippi River here in Memphis, Tennessee, it would break all records of flood. It would raise the level. The record here in Memphis, I think, is 54 feet. Back in 1937, it'd be 154 feet. But with that, I'd just like to say, ask our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, dear God, how long are we going to have to suffer under this satanic group of criminals that hate you? They murdered your son, and they're trying to murder his saints. Lord, how long must we suffer? Dear God, please come and put an end to their rule And Lord, don't just do it quickly. Make them suffer the way they have made our people suffer. And I'd like to add that prayer, to tack that prayer on to Dear Dr. Hill's prayer. I ask this in Jesus' name. Your only Son who came to earth and died for our sins, O Lord. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And people.
Amen.
Yes, sir. God Almighty, it's really been a rough 2 weeks. I'd like to announce our donors that we forgot them last week. We have the precious one and only Biscuit, Mighty Warrior of Florida. He sent a contribution, very generous contribution in. Hank, the Sasquatch in Florida, he hasn't been well. He's had surgery. He's not in good health, neither is his wife, and his financial shape is not that great, but he still sends a war contribution. We have the one and only Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ. He knows where he is. He knows what we're talking about. He sent his regular donation in. God bless him. God bless him. And we have my baby sister, Janice Hamblin, the wife of Rich Hamblin from up in Tennessee. Thank you so much, Sister Janice. And Big Ben, Ken, Big Ben of Lynbrook, New York, every month, usually twice a month. And we have Pam and Dennis of Virginia, two precious people of Virginia. They've donated. And I can tell you flat out, folks, I won't tell what I'm doing for a living because I don't want Zog to know. But it's not my chosen field as a trauma-certified RN because the IRS put me out of business there along with the Treasury Department. So I do other stuff. But we're not rich. And without these people I just read, there would be no more Blood River. There would be no Liberty News Radio. There would be none of that stuff. So thank you so much, folks. And before we go to Dr. Hill, I'm just going to give you all a quick outline. We had to scramble around. We had one of our sailors is terminally ill. He's been on 2 weeks in a row, but he just could not make it. He's under heavy, heavy pain sedation. He's going to have to go to hospice. He canceled out at the last minute, so we got another sailor on. But we've got the sailors back on in an hour, starting with hour two. And the old bitter ender himself, the ex-former Marine, he didn't like McKellen Marine because he hates the Marines now, rightfully so, like I do. But anyway, see if I can keep myself together here. Hour one, we got Dr. Hill on, and there's more crap we can talk about. It just makes me see what's going on. I know Dr. Hill's going to have a good things that we need to cover, a good battle plan. Hour two, like I just told you, the sailor's going to be on as long as they can be on. We actually have a wife of one of the survivors, and she's suffering too. Her blood pressure is off the scale because this week's been so tough. But anyway, Rand, our brother Rand, he's off cutting hay in Alabama. They're making hay while the sun shines. That's not just rhetoric. That's what he's doing. Working from candle cane. Monica is having to take off. She got some things going on, and she told me that her part of Canada is actually burning down. She said the government, the black ops government, is setting fires up there, trying to run the people out of the rural areas into the cities or elsewhere. Anyway, people, that's what we're doing tonight. And now we're going to turn it over to the one and only General Dr. Hill. Dr. Hill, it's so good to have you on tonight. I couldn't make this first hour without you, brother. It's so good to have you on. So what are we doing? It's true.
Oh, yeah, man. It's always good to be on with you. I commend you for having these gentlemen from the USS Liberty on. This is a story that is just begging to be told. And once it's told, I think that'll shoot holes in this idea of Israel being our greatest ally, the greatest ally of this American empire, or certainly the American people. It may be an ally of this empire, but it's no ally of the American people. Anyone who will do that to an ally is worse than an enemy. That's being stabbed in the back. And this stab in the back by the Jews back in 1967 needs to be illustrated at every opportunity until everybody knows the truth about it. And I commend you for having these people on your program and dedicating time and energy to it. It's a very important subject. Seems like we got a lot of important things going on around us today. You know, I've never been a Donald Trump fan. Never been a supporter of Donald Trump. I view him with interest, and I know that whatever he does and whatever is done to him has an impact on the current political situation, not just in the United States, but in the world. And obviously they have crossed the line here by a criminal indictment, apparently, against him. And I've seen it written by people whose opinions I trust that he is far from out of the woods over this. Now, what all this means for us as Southern nationalists, the white nationalists listening out there, I really don't know, but I do know that in the larger scheme of politics, it means something. It's going to perhaps be a catalyst for something that we can't even predict. And that's why us nationalists, or we nationalists, need to always be on the lookout to exploit opportunities when they come to us. And we may be on the verge of a great opportunity to exploit here when the two forces, the Trump forces and whatever you want to call the forces on the other side, collide here. And it looks like they're on a collision course. And it's going to be very interesting to see what shakes out from all of it. I think that there's a wonderful opportunity, as I said, out there for a Southern nationalist, which I am, and I'm concerned mostly about, to take advantage of this. We've been pushing in the league the idea and the solution of secession now for almost 30 years. And obviously, we were a voice crying in the wilderness to begin with, but more people are taking up this idea now of a national divorce, which we can talk about when we come back, if you want to.
First, if you can't hear the music, well, I think you heard. We got to go to our first break, folks. Hang on to your seats. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I hope I didn't cut Dr. Hill off a minute ago. I never know how the guest and the other co-hosts can hear the music good. I'm still learning. You know, you learn for the rest of your life. Anyway, I apologize if I cut into Dr. Hill for that music, the music break music. But anyway, go ahead, Dr. Hill. I hope you can remember what you were doing before we went to the break, brother.
Yeah, I think the last term I mentioned was the term national divorce. I forget exactly who it was. Maybe more than one congressman had mentioned that as a possibility, seeing that you've got at least two sides in the country that are at loggerheads with one another, and I don't think that they can compromise on world views, because it seems like most of their views are contradictory to one another, and you couldn't have them existing together in the same country and not get anything done, that's for sure. So, you know, it makes sense. I mean, as a Southerner, obviously we've been through this before, but, you know, for those Americans in general who understand their history, secession was the first operative political principle for America. I mean, we seceded from the British Empire, for goodness sake, you know. And here we are, you know, in 1861, the Southern states wished to go their own way, and they were, of course, forcibly brought back at bayonet point into this voluntary union, and we've been here ever since. And certainly for the last 100 years, since the Jews have gotten their grubby fingers a hold of some of the institutions, including the banking system, perhaps most importantly of all, and certainly the media, and virtually since then, everything else, every other institution, just about, except some on the local level. You know, it's been going downhill for us white folks. We Southerners were the first to suffer from that. You know, we've been the whipping boy for the American Empire now for over 150 years, but we're still around. They didn't get rid of us, and they didn't get rid of our spirit. So I'm hoping that these times, which are unprecedented. I mean, this is the old, I hate to use a cliche, but uncharted waters. You know, we've never been here before. This is a writer a few years ago referred to as a black swan event. One of those events just comes out of nowhere and you could never predict it. But, you know, this one's here. I mean, we live in a country now where nobody trusts the outcomes of an election. How long can that go without there being a civil war? It can't go for long, because neither side trusts that the other side is a legitimate ruling power with authority, that is, the right to rule, or the right to govern, as you might say. So, you know, we've come to the point in America, in politics, I believe, in which we are beginning to look more like a third world banana republic than a first world democratic republic. And that should surprise nobody. That's what you get when you import the world and you come in and you disparage the white founding stock and their institutions and ideas that have made this country, including the South, the greatest in the world. And I just, you know, I shudder to think sometimes you talk about, you know, the things that really get you upset. I think about what the future could have been had our ancestors 160-something years ago been able to win their independence, and what kind of country we would have today in the South had that happened. But God willing, you know, I hope we can have an opportunity to finish the job and have our own country, because clearly, Eddie, that's the only way I can see us having any freedom and prosperity on the continent into the future, and that is to have a national divorce and have these regional ethno states, if you will. And I'm looking forward to the day that my descendants can live in a place like that and be free and independent and safe and prosperous. But I think we've got a lot of hard work to do between now and then to see that they can get to that point. But I do think that we're going to have some opportunities, because, as I said, we're in uncharted waters now. Nobody knows what all this stuff is going to mean down the line. That could be a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, the next election. Who knows? I mean, the situation is so explosive, so volatile, that it's going to take just one spark somewhere to set it all off. And who knows what that'll be? It could be the arrest and incarceration of Donald Trump. I mean, you know, give the guy credit for this. He's got a huge following out there of people, these MAGA people. I mean, I don't have a lot in common with them, but they are a force. I mean, they come in the tens of thousands to see their hero, speak. And that's a force that the communist have to deal with, and I think they're trying to take him out right now. We're kind of sitting on the sidelines as nationalists, seeing what kind of battlefield it's going to result in when all the smoke is clear from this current fight. But Trump going against his adversaries is going to be some heavyweights out there. And what happens, you know, as the outcome of it, anybody knows. Nobody knows. God himself only knows. But it is going to be very interesting.
Yes, it is. And I'm hoping and praying. This may be an aside. It's, Dr. Hill, you know, I train like a Spartan. And I'm 76 years old, but I'm pretty damn good shape. I've run two marathons back to back in the same month. Not bragging, but I've told people, they say, oh, you're doing your marathons, you enjoy them. Yeah, I do kind of enjoy them if you can enjoy that. But, and I also tell them, the reason I keep going, a major reason is because I want to be in good shape when, if I'm blessed by God to be able to participate in the revolution. And you've really unloaded a lot of stuff I'm going to try to address. You know, if we do, and I think you're right, we're probably going to have a great opportunity because this country, the so-called government, is so corrupt and so rotten. It can't stand. It's just going to be like a rotten tree sitting there. It's been struck by lightning. And as time goes on, it gets so rotten and so weak, it just caves in on its own weight, its own corrupt, you know, corruption, the death and corruption, like Jesus Christ used to call them whitened sepulchres, something like that. You know, when beneath the grave, there's just rotting bones. Well, you know,
whitened sepulchres.
That's a professor coming out. I couldn't pronounce it. But anyway, that's what this government is. You know, it's just, I cannot tell you how much I despise this government. I cannot tell you how much I despise the so-called Yankee flag. It represents all this evil. And Dr. Hill, you mentioned the, you know, the institutions that our enemy has gotten. They've gotten complete control of them. We all know that in our group of people. You know, just to back up what you said, just recently, within the last couple of weeks, this old dead, he's one of the guys buried in the sepulcher. Biden has, to my knowledge, has signed in legislation to create a new overreaching, overpowering anti-Semitic plan. And what that's going to entail, and what I'm hearing from my friends in the Goyim Defense League, that they're trying to shut down their ability, our ability, to distribute pamphlets. Even against the Supreme Court themselves has ruled that you can't, people putting out pamphlets can go on private property. I guess unless it's, we have a fellow by the name of Mike Weaver who comes on. He's pretty much an expert on that. So you have the right to pass out just pamphlets with facts. For instance, like telling them who owns the pharmaceutical companies, who owns the banking companies, who is in all in the United Nations, who is in the World Health Organization, on and on and on. The Supreme Court has come back and kind of done an about face in some ways. They said, talking out of both sides of their mouth, they also just made a recent, the Supreme Court, a ruling this week saying that the IRS has a right, they can come in unannounced, no court order, nothing, no warrant, and come into your bank account. And I mean, if that doesn't show you, Dr. Hill, this should show to the most diehard Southern Baptist, the most diehard United Methodist, United Presbyterian, Goyim, you know, Shabbos Goy, Judeo-Christian. It should prove them once and for all who the hell is really running this country. It's not in Washington, D.C., and we take our marching orders from Tel Aviv, from Israel. That should, I mean, because the IRS, and I'm going to shut up, but everybody knows, and his mama, that the banking system in this, not just this country, but the entire Western world is completely run by Jews. The United States, Federal Reserve, run by Jews. I hear the music, got to shut up. The whole damn thing, the IRS, Jews. Be right back after this break, folks.
Proclaim. proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was found dead in his prison cell today at the age of 81. He'd been moved to a medical facility in North Carolina in December 2021 due to his failing health. Here's former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s, if I remember correctly. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski evaded capture for nearly 20 years and was known as America's most prolific bomber. His 16 bombings resulted in 3 deaths and a number of injuries before he was arrested in 1996. Former President Trump is hitting the campaign trail just a day after being indicted in a classified documents probe. He's set to address GOP state conventions in Georgia and North Carolina. This will mark his first Republican crowd appearance since the recent indictment. The Justice Department unsealed a 37-count indictment accusing Trump of mishandling classified documents. President Biden will kick off his reelection campaign in Pennsylvania, a swing state, with a political rally in Philadelphia on June 17th. Highlighting his strong support for labor unions, Biden has been endorsed by the Laborers International Union of North America, a major construction union. More help is headed to Ukraine.
The Biden administration announced another $2.1 billion in security assistance for Ukraine on Friday. The aid package includes air defense and ammunition capabilities. The U.S. has committed $40 billion to Ukraine since Russia's invasion began last February. It comes as Kyiv begins a counteroffensive against invading Russian troops. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway, Joran Vandersloot, has pleaded not guilty to extortion charges. He was extradited from Peru to the U.S. and appeared in an Alabama court. The Dutch citizen is accused of attempting to extort $250,000 from Holloway's mother. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma in lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
The Ennis is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
God bless you, Blood River Radio family out there, for putting up with me. I'm going to try to calm down. I bet you a lot of people think I'm on amphetamine because I probably speak like a Yankee, speak so fast because, you know, time, airtime is so valuable. We try to get as much in as possible. But I need to just slow my old butt down and relax a little. So we're going to go back to the one and only Dr. Michael Hill. And in case you're just tuning in, we have our brother, your friend, my friend, everybody's, every white man's friend, every Christian's friend, a friend of God Almighty himself. Dr. Hill is coming on, and we're going to discuss something of a really supreme importance to all free white men, especially free white Christians in this country. Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
Well, I'm sure a lot of your listeners know about the anti-Semitism campaign that the Biden administration is pushing now because of pressure from groups like the ADL in particular. And probably from the Justice Department and the government of Israel, too. You know, basically what this is an attempt by Jews to prevent anyone from discussing the coup, the communist coup that they have pulled off slowly over the last 100 years, and over the past 2 or 3 years, it's, of course, gathered steam and speed. And now we're, you know, facing a full-blown communist regime here, a new red terror, as I called it, about 3.5-4 years ago. This is not new. It's been coming for a long time, as we were talking about in the previous segment. They have slowly wormed their way into most of the institutions, including banking, media, Hollywood, TV, academia, pharmaceuticals, you name it, yes. They're there, the GU influence. And also now we have about, I don't know, at least half of the high-ranking officials in the Biden administration are Jews, and that's way out of proportion to the numbers in the population, which is 2%, if that. But their power in this country is has been outed. I mean, they are no longer denying the power that they have. In fact, if you'll watch closely in some of their publications, they're bragging about it. But they don't want you to notice it. And they certainly don't want you to discuss it. And they really, really, really don't want you to criticize it. And that's what this anti-Semitism stuff is all about. It's not about keeping people from, you know, shooting up synagogues or making, you know, threats against somebody, some Jew's life or something like that. It's simply about saying things that they don't want said. That is anything that's critical of the Jew. And you know that everything that they do is based on one basic premise. And this is a question. Is it good for the Jews? If it's good for the Jews, it's right. If it's bad for Jews, it's wrong. They don't care about you, the other 98% of the people out there. They have taken over this country basically by worming their way into the institutions and now into the government. And now they're making any criticism, any discussion of what they've done over the last 100 years off limits. And it'll eventually be hate speech. And that hate speech will carry a severe penalty, which historically has included the death penalty. One of the things they first did, the Jews did when they took over Tsarist Russia in 1917 and 18, is to criminalize anti-Semitism to the point where criticism of the Jews, i.e. the Communist Party, carried the death penalty. And if you don't think they wouldn't get away with that here if they could, you just don't know who you're dealing with. We have a serious problem with these people having taken over these institutions, and now they are bold-faced in their attempt now to shut you up and keep you from even discussing what they've done to us over the past century. That, my friends, is extremely dangerous. But that's where we sit today with this anti-Semitism program that the Biden administration is pushing. And look, I would not be surprised at all if the Republicans didn't take it up as well. But that's how much influence the Jews, of course, some of them have anyway. But I'm talking about a Republican presidential administration, if one ever gets back in the White House. So this is a problem white Americans, white Christian Americans in particular, are going to have to face, because it ain't going away and it's only going to get worse until we deal with it. And we have to simply put our foot down and say no. Hell no, this is our country, and you're not taking it away from us. We're clawing every bit of it back from you, and it's going to be for ourselves and our posterity, not for you.
Amen. Amen 1,000 times. You know, I don't know who sends me there's one group of people, I don't know who they are. There's never a return address, but they send me some great, great stuff. They just sent me, and this is the backup what you just got through saying, Dr. Hill. You might have heard the papers rattling. I had to reach over behind my desk thing over here, reaching a pile of papers I had. But they sent me two of these giant leaflets that have been outlawed in Florida, the Goyim Defense League. I'm sure that's where these people got these from. If you want to look, I'm just going to describe what it looks like to the people. It says, one of the leaflets says, who is behind the push for mass immigration from the third world countries into Western countries? If you look at the list,
There's six across and five down. So that's 30. There's 30 names there. Some of them will throw you off. They don't sound Jewish. For instance, one of them, General Wesley Clark. Of course, George. Everybody knows George Soros, Peter Sutherland, Anthony Lester, Peter Mandelson, Mendelssohn. It's on and on and on. The point is there's 30 of them. Okay, there's one more. One more. It says, thank you to all the Jews who saved us during the pandemic through diligent media coverage, vaccines, and leadership. These are the people that are behind the so-called, what I call the flying bad AIDS. And if this sheet, CDC director, CEO director of Pfizer, the Vanguard CEO, CDC director, BlackRock CEO, another CDC director, the chief of Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary of Homeland Security, and here it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 down, three across. That's 27. All 27. These are CEOs of drug companies, the Center for Disease Control, the FDA, and top officers in Biden's administration, and they're all Jews. They're every one of them. This is the very kind of, these leaflets right here is what got the Goyim Defense League in trouble, Dr. Hill, a couple of weeks ago. Matter of fact,
of course,
Handsome Truth, the guy we had him on the, he goes by the name of Handsome Truth. He's like the guys that started Goyim Defense League. We were supposed to be on our program like 3 weeks ago, but at the last minute we found out he was in jail, so he couldn't come on. They put him in jail under false pretenses, let him out. Well, then half a day later, they arrest him again. They're doing it illegally, but they get by with it. And also, Dr. Hill, before I go back to you, you've talked to our, this goes back to what we've been talking about. We have to either get out of this thing called the United States, or we have to get the enemy the hell out of it. We can do it either way. But
well,
if we do that.
It would be easier for us Southerners to get this problem out of our country if we control the South. I'm not looking for a nationwide solution right now. I'm looking for a Southern solution. Southern independence, if we take over again our states in the South and run them the way that our ancestors ran them, that is for our interest, white interest, then we can solve this problem. I have no doubt about that. But if we stay in this empire, this corrupt empire, D.C. is never going to allow us to do what we need to do to get rid of this problem. And that's why one reason why I think Southern independence is so crucial. It clears the decks for us to do some of the things that we need to do as a permanent fix for the problems that we have, and getting rid of certain people, banishing them from our borders, is one of the first things that we need to do.
Amen. And, you know, either way we do it, Dr. Hill, I'd like to go back and kind of chastise some of our brothers. I won't name them tonight, but they keep preaching this piece. I just don't understand these people. Never under any circumstances should you even hint that we're going to have to, you know what, to kind of, is that the, well, I hear the music, Dr. Hill. I'm going to take a quick break. If I don't forget what I'm talking about, I'll make a comment or two, then go right back to you. Be right back, folks.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the line of Judah the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare, the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hey, Blood River Radio family. I can't believe this hour has gone so fast. So without wasting any more time, we're going to go back to the one and only Dr. Michael Hill, General Hill. Go ahead, General.
All right, yeah, but before I get into the subject matter that we were talking about in the previous segment, the League of the South is having our summer conference in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, at a wonderful place called the Dixie Republic. I'm sure a lot of you out there have done business with them, or at least heard of them. If you hadn't done business with the Dixie Republic, you need to. Paul has allowed us to come over and have our league conference, which runs from 10 o'clock in the morning to about 4 in the afternoon on Saturday, the 8th of July at Travelers Rest, South Carolina, the Dixie Republic. We'll be set up there, and we've got some wonderful speakers coming in. Mark Tommy, who's on the league board of directors, a wonderful speaker. Patrick Martin, who is with IDD Dixie, and does the Dixie on the Rocks podcast, is going to be one of our speakers. The incomparable one and only Sam Dixon,
yes,
long-standing supporter of all white causes, an attorney from Atlanta, and yours truly. The four of us will be speaking that day, and we'll have a little question and answer session at the end. We're expecting a pretty good crowd. Paul is also having what's called Dixie Fest that day, where a huge crowd of people show up. They have all kind of activities there at Dixie Republic, food and music and things like that. So come out on that day to Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Saturday the 7th of July for the Dixie Fest and for the League of the South Summer Conference. Our conference is free. No, there's no charge. All I ask you to do is email us and give us some contact info and your name, your real name. Give it to me. I won't let it go any further than that, but we do need to know who you are. Email that to me, and you can find the email address at our website, which is www.leagueofthesouth.com. We're planning on having a good day in upcountry South Carolina on the 8th of July, and we'll have good security there. Don't worry about that. Good security. It's on private property. So it'll be safe and secure. So come on and join us there for Dixie Fest and the League Summer Conference, and I guarantee you'll have a good time. So, but now back to the subject we were talking about earlier. Once, you know, it's been said, I didn't say this, I wish I had of, but, you know, you can't vote yourself out of a communist revolution. And that's what we've had happen here. I mean, let's get real. This has been a communist coup. There was a cheated election in 2020 to get their puppet in, and everybody who's seen Joe Biden knows he's a puppet. He can't even hardly stand up. Doesn't know which way to go. You know, he doesn't even know where he is. He's a puppet. A lot of people say he's Obama's puppet, but if that's true, Obama's somebody else's puppet. So, you know, to make a long story short, these people have got control of the government and they're not giving it up. They're not going to give it up. You think if they cheated in 2020 in the presidential election, they're going to let everything go back to being fair in 2024 so somebody can get in office and make them pay for their crimes? What world do you live in? Once they did what they did in 2020, they tried it in 2016. It didn't work. But they got a hold of the levers of power in 2020, this communist coup, and they're not going to let it go without a fight. And I do mean a fight. They will not give it up. If they have to cheat every election from now to kingdom come to stay in power, that's exactly what they will do. You know it. So the question is, white man, traditionalist, southerner, Christian, what you going to do about it? You just going to bitch and moan and complain? You think that's going to get the job done? No, it's not going to get the job done. First of all, you're going to have to tell the truth. You're going to have to join with others and have organization. You're going to have to learn to sharpen your skills, all kinds of skills. You're going to have to keep yourself in good shape. Quit eating big ag food, processed food. Quit taking pharmaceuticals from these damn Jew pharmaceutical companies. Quit going into their medical system, which kills a lot of people. If you don't believe it, look at the statistics. Since COVID became a thing, and where do you think that came from? And where do you think the vaccine came from that they're so eager for you to take? Look, these people are trying to destroy you, white man and woman. And the quicker you realize that, and the quicker you get yourself on a war footing psychologically, physically, to fight these people, because it is a fight to the finish.
Yes,
they will win and you will be gone, or you will win and they will be gone. Now, which one do you want?
That's right. There is no other choice. There's no other option. You nailed it, Dr. Hill. It's either us or them. They're the people that we're fighting against, like Biscuit down in Florida, named them. He calls them the Devil's Officer Corps. And Dr. Hill and I know them as the Dr. Hill and I know them as their father, the Devil, as Jesus Christ gave them that name in St. John 8:44. He named them that. That's who we're fighting. And they're sworn on the altar of their God, the Devil, to eliminate us. They want to get rid of all of God's creation. They certainly do. And people, like me and Dr. Hill talked about during the break, you know what? It's going to get really, really bad. It's going to get as bad as it's ever been in history. Maybe even worse. Maybe that's what Jesus was talking about in Revelation when he said the times are going to be, there's never been a time before or afterwards of the horror that we're going to see. And Dr. Hill's right. You have to be in the best shape you can get yourself in physically and especially mentally. And you have to be armed to the friggin' teeth. And that's one thing, it just irritates the crap out of me when we have some of our brothers. They never mention that. A lot of us do, but they I can't believe some of our brothers actually believe that we can wake. And here's what they'll say: we got to keep being nice, and we got to wake people up. My question is to say, well, I'm awake. Dr. Hill's awake. These people that are preaching it to us, we got to wake people. They're awake. So okay, we're awake. Then what? But how many people do we need to get awake? That's why I used to say Lee Cochran. Yeah, our job is to wake people up. Well, we're awake now. Now what do we do? But how many people, first of all, have to be awake? But secondly, a realistic question is, who the hell is not awake? Who on earth does not know what's going on in this country? Who does not know that we're under mass genocide, ethnic cleansing? Who does not know that the borders in the United States and Western Europe are just a joke? They're just people, these illegals, these musky people that hate us, they're wanting to replace us. They're coming over by the millions. This is kind of an anecdotal story. I exercise at a place called Shelby Farms. It's the largest urban park in the United States. I'm telling you, people, in just the past few years, it has been completely taken over by people that can't speak English. They don't look like you and me, and they not all of them, but most of them have this utter disdain for white people. A lot of them will brag, hey, this is Mexico. We're taking, you know, but we got people from Mexico, from Honduras. And my last question I got for Dr. Hill, I noticed RFK Jr. was down on the southern border, last week. And he was talking about people coming, I don't know how you got this information, people from like 134 different nations. He said from India, Nepal, of course, Mexico, all the southern countries, Chad, all places in Africa. And here's one thing that really amazed me, that what he said. He said he knows who killed his dad. He knows who killed his uncle. And he wants to get rid of them. And that's one of the things that got his uncle killed when JFK said that he wanted to split the intelligence community into a million pieces. But Dr. Hill, I guess we're running out of time, but we have to be armed to the teeth, mentally, physically able. And what do you think about RFK, what he said? Do you think he's a plant, Dr. Hill?
No, I don't. I really don't. It's going to be interesting to see what he does in the Democratic primary. I know that they don't want him talking too much about COVID and vaccines because he's got the goods on them as far as that goes. That will be very interesting to see what happens with him. I don't think they'll let him have the nomination for sure. He's too much of a loose cannon. But, this whole thing is really simple. We're to fight good versus evil. It's been going on for a long time. And you can't negotiate with evil. You can't compromise with evil. If you compromise with evil, you're making a pact with death. A pact with death. You do not compromise with evil. God has told us in clear language, you destroy it.
Yes, that's what we're here for. One more question, Dr. Hill. With RFK Jr.'s, and he, by the incident, he wrote a book called The Real Dr. Fauci. If you need to read that, people out there, I haven't read the whole thing, but it will knock your eyes all the way out of the back of your head. The watchdogs have the people who are supposed to watch the drug companies, you know, the FDA, the CDC, they're in on the take. They're actually producing drugs themselves. But Dr. Hill, in the event that RFK, he's gaining ground here, if he's rejected by his own party, if he goes third party and gets Tucker Carlson on as his running back, can he win that as a third party?
That's hard for a third party. I don't care how good the candidate is. You know, we've seen Pat Buchanan. We've seen, Ross Perot a long, long time ago, a man with a lot of money and some charisma. Buchanan, a man with good ideas. It's just because the two parties have got a lock on the electoral process. They're not going to let a third party challenge their authority and power. So I don't know. I've always been an advocate of taking over one of the existing parties, Democrat or Republican, since they already have everything, the infrastructure in place, and ballot access, which is a big thing. I don't know. It remains to be seen how well a third party candidate could do other than be a spoiler, you know.
Final question. Okay, he's already saying, he's saying things I never dreamed another politician would say. He says he knows who killed his dad. He knows who killed his uncle. He said he's going to he's going to remedy that. He's president. He's also going to take care of these criminal pharmaceutical companies. And he's going to he's going to deal with the intelligence communities. Dr. Hill, if he starts gaining ground, serious ground, becomes a threat, is he going to be assassinated? Do you think they'll have the balls enough to kill him in broad daylight?
History hadn't been really kind to his family as far as that goes, and it wouldn't surprise me to see it happen a third time if he steps on too many feet. And it looks like he's beginning to do that. I mean, when you come right out and say the CIA killed my father and my uncle, that's pretty firm. That's pretty, pretty firm position right there.
Doctor, we've been completely out of time, brother. So I guess I'll be getting in touch with you. Thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Hill.
Oh, always my pleasure, Eddie. Thank you so much.
But keep in contact, Dr. Hill. People, we got to go to the transition of the second hour right now. We've run completely out of time. Be right back, folks.